canine embolism. Ever hear of it? Not many people have. It was a nightmare for Joe Flynn and his dog, Bubba. Most dogs don't survive, but somehow Bubba did. The name of his book, The Miracle of Bubba, an inspirational dog story.
It's such a unique story that I just had to write it because I think people need to hear the story. There's no way they could ever have a story worse than the one that I had because he was completely paralyzed. His tongue was somewhat numb in his mouth down to his tail. Had a very, very healthy black lab. He was 5 years old. He could do everything. And came home from work one day, and as I got out of my vehicle, I tossed a ball across the lawn. He was there waiting for me. As he's running across the lawn to get it, he collapses like a sack of potatoes right there and doesn't move. I thought he had a heart attack or something, you know. And I thought for sure we would put him down. And even the vets I went to said, hey, he's got a 1% chance at best. So we figured out what was wrong with him. A canine fiber cartilage embolism. A piece of cartilage gets loose in the bloodstream, microscopic, and it can paralyze the dog in a spinal cord. This piece of fiber punches a hole in the spinal cord, in Bubba's case, behind his left ear in the neck. And all of the spinal fluid leaks out of his spinal cord into his body. And so without that spinal fluid in there, he's fully paralyzed. He doesn't feel anything, so there's not any pain or anything. And then it takes 3 to 4 weeks for the body to replenish that spinal fluid. But there's no muscle memory when the new spinal fluid comes back, and you don't have any idea of what the full damage is until you get the spinal fluid back, and then until you try and teach him to walk again through water therapy rehab, because the water makes the dog more buoyant, and so you have to teach him to move his legs. And it took us months.
Was it incredibly expensive?
It wasn't cheap, but you know, he was my guy, so I said, you know, I'm not going to give up on this guy unless I have to. I made the decision that if Bubba couldn't get back up on his feet, that we would put him down. And 3 or 4 times in the book, I was there. I learned a deep respect for the technicians that work within a veterinarian's office, because the amount of work they had to put into keeping Bubba from having muscle atrophy. They had to move his legs every 6 hours, a couple times there. The staff talked to me and said, hey, let's give him one more week. And all of a sudden, he moved his tail, and we just grew on little mini victories. But in the end, it ended up him getting up and walking, running down the street, and moving around again.
Yeah,
this really happened. And it involves people, involves a family. There's some things going on in my family at the time, and they're in the book. I had a son off in Iraq at the time. I had a daughter get married and a job, and I had this dog that had major problems. And so there was a lot of things going on then.
Yeah, but Bubba lived, thanks to you, Joe, till he was, what, 13 years old? It's amazing.